grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man.
With Chris Valley.
Chris Valley, would you say that you're number one cannabis expert in New Zealand?
No,
I would not say that. You can say that. Yeah, that's quite cool.
Would you say you're number one cannabis law reform expert in New Zealand?
I don't like doing these kinds of things. New Zealanders are so modest.
Okay, no, sorry to put you on the spot like that.
But, but let's just answer this text. What are your thoughts on Joy Division?
Oh,
I'm not really a fan.
Well, it's been a while. Yeah. I've got to agree, to be honest. I hear the purists are really into them.
I get them confused with the Smiths. Is that okay?
I am a fan. That's one out of three in the studio. There you go.
There you go. Partial. You can call it a one and a bit.
But there's probably a song that I like. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know how it is. Kind of like Radiohead. It's like 5395 is the text line. Go ahead.
You're playing with fire there, mate. Chris Valley, this is not about Joy Division. This is about cannabis law reform.
Come on.
Probably great.
So, Duncan, tell us more. Duncan Garner, who tried to go into go into bat for the opposition against cannabis law reform with Chloe Swarbrick and kind of got sat down by Chloe Swarbrick. Has he changed his tune?
It seems a little bit like it. He's come out, it today or yesterday, but Kiwis are being let down by a conservative stance on medicinal cannabis, and like a breath of fresh air, Duncan has rejoined the fold. And because he has actually, if you look back through some of the things he said over the years, it's a little bit both, both ways, I guess, but it seems like he's fairly supportive of law reform, to be honest. It's just sometimes it seems like the opposite.
Do you think, I know we kind of brushed over this in a past Marijuana Media, but do you think there's an element of him, you know, sort of playing the populist commentator and just doing things for the ratings?
A little husking.
Potentially. I think we noted that last time that there might have been some ratings period going on. But no, I think he's being genuine. What he's really saying is that things are just taking too long, that we passed this law for medical cannabis last December and things could have happened immediately, but they haven't. Like, for example, where is the rush of CBD products? You know, they just haven't appeared. And for example, where is the agency that they're supposed to set up, which really is just designating a person behind a desk and going, you're the agency. They can be someone who already works there, someone who's already a MedSafe. You're now the agency. That then fulfills certain UN obligations and lets you start issuing licenses to do cultivation, for example.
Could they hire someone at Pharmac to buy...
No, Pharmac's a funding agency.
Yeah,
nothing
but
to do
can't,
with it.
That, couldn't Pharmac buy X amount of CBD products at a discount price, which they're supposed to do like a wholesale operation, and then...
They don't really do that. They don't buy things in advance and hold them. But, but they make their own decisions, and that's what they're basically saying is until they have more research that's supporting, say, for example, CBD and around dosages and things, that they can't justify subsidising it at this stage. So that's on people, I guess, on industry, but government could support that. Government can direct them to do things. They have done that with other drugs when there's been, you know, political pressure for that to happen.
Okay.
But usually it's quite hands off with Pharmac, as it should be, I think.
Okay.
Mm.
That was my question regarding Pharmac. But back to Duncan Garner.
But well, yeah, so what he was pointing to is, you know, this is taking a while, things could have progressed a bit quicker, and he does have a point, but we're also looking at it from the other point of view. Rolling out a medical cannabis scheme within 12 months of the law part being passed will actually set some sort of record. They'll be in like the Guinness Book of Records for the quickest medical cannabis scheme in the world. So on the one hand, yes, there could be certain aspects of it could have happened instantly or
100
or quick,
days. Didn't they say 100 days?
No, 100 days to introduce the legislation. Mm. That was done well and truly within like 30 something days. So there's no problem there. And as I say, we've got to give them credit that 12 months is still setting some sort of record. So where we're at now is it's looking like late July we'll have some draft, maybe not regulations, but at least a consultation paper will come out, and then people will have a lot more, will at least know what's going to happen. And so what is it that we should be looking for? You know, like when we think about legalizing medical cannabis, which is what we think's happened, Does that mean that things are the same or that they're different? And so the same would be you go to your doctor and your doctor has to ask special permission for a product that's made to a pharmaceutical standard and is really expensive and you can't afford it. And it's really hard for the doctor to fill that out, those forms, or even know what they're going to do. And they're lacking knowledge and they're lacking guidance and they're lacking information about products. And you can't even talk to them about products because they're unapproved. So you can't do any communications about them. Not even the ministry can. And that's the current rules, right? And so there's all those barriers that are in the way of access. And so we need to basically get rid of all of them. But even getting rid of a few of them would be great. But it might be that we get rid of none of them. And so we'll know at the end of July. And if, for example, if all we see is, oh, they're going to allow local production, well, all those barriers I said before, none of that was involving local production. Whether it's local or imported doesn't matter in terms of getting it to patients. It's around prescribing. It's those rules around getting information to doctors and how doctors can get through the process.
It's not
that's
like,
what will make a difference.
It's not like we grow all our other pharmaceuticals here, is it? You know, so that, if you need it, you order it.
Yeah. Or even if we did make them here, that doesn't make a difference as to whether a patient gets them.
Yeah.
You know,
Chris, at one end of the spectrum, okay, we've got medicinal cannabis for people that are terminally ill. And at the other end of the spectrum, we've got legalizing cannabis for recreational use. So there's this sort of big area between those two polar ends of the spectrum of like cannabis as, you know, like for treating depression. I don't know if that's a thing that it does, or cannabis for your sore back, cannabis for your migraine, this bit in the middle. You know, you've probably given me some better examples of what it could be used for.
In the movies, it was always glaucoma.
But, they're all quite full-on things that people get prescribed really full-on pharmaceuticals for at the moment. So cannabis will be available for all those things under supervision. But you mentioned terminal patients have, they're allowed to access illicit cannabis right now. So they can do that right now. And they can actually have utensils too. So someone with a terminal condition can order a bong or a vape or whatever and have that for cannabis, and that's all totally fine. I don't think many of them are aware of that or are taking that up.
The middle ground between the polar ends of the spectrum, what is happening as far as...
Not much, and that's a bit of a problem. We lack that in New Zealand. We don't have a law that covers natural health supplements and things, and we've... The industries and various people who have been hostile to mostly to the thought of government control have fought off the attempts to pass these laws. And this has actually backfired because in the absence of a law to cover the kind of wellness space, the natural health supplements, and so we have no law for that. So you have the Food Act, then the Medicines Act and the Misuse of Drugs Act, and nothing in between. And that means that the Medicines Act and the Misuse of Drugs Act kick in at zero, and it means that you have no space for those products to operate. Whereas if you had a law that covered natural health products, then the Medicines Act would kick in with a when it's being used clearly as a medicine, and you would have another area for wellness products. That's how it operates in other countries and in all places. So we're a bit unique in that. We're kind of a bit stuffed. But that's something that people can push for, is to encourage
that law to be developed. Seems like there needs to be a lot of work in that area, or a lot of education.
Absolutely, yes. And that, of course, brings me back to the doctors. They're a key part of the education. Now, there's the GP conferences on this weekend down in Rotorua. I'll be going as courtesy of the Hemp Foundation. They're running a stall there educating doctors, which is awesome. So you can do that, you know, in person at things like conferences. We can't talk about products in that, though, of course, and you can't communicate directly with doctors about products. So there's all sorts of issues there that they need to resolve. But the other thing that we need to be looking at with these rules when they come out, and when, as I say, everyone's going to get a chance to have a say when this thing comes out in late July. You can write your opinions and your submissions. But if you think about getting back to the referendum, like we were talking about, if medical cannabis is almost a dress rehearsal, or should I say the rolling out of the medical cannabis scheme is an example of how legalization can work, and it will be really informative for, you know, and all of New Zealand will see that happen, and then that will, I think, influence how a lot of people vote in the referendum.
Just getting back to those doctors. What's it like when a bunch of doctors get together? Imagine it'd be quite a party. You're in for quite a big party, I think.
Is it like one of those med school parties when the people that are practicing to be anaesthetists, you can take except with bongs?
You can take a red pill and a blue pill. Fuck it.
I suspect the opposite. I really do.
All right, Chris, thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Easy. Cheers, mate.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.